AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama and the Israelis disagree about the framework of that nuclear deal with Iran.
It is a good deal. A deal that meets our core objectives.
This deal is a step in a very, very dangerous direction.
That is Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev, who, along with some Republican and Democratic members of Congress, thinks that the deal doesn't go far enough to dismantle Tehran's nuclear infrastructure. Iran nuclear expert Michael Singh.
What needs to be done now is to really flesh those out into an agreement that can be implemented on the ground. And those details are exceedingly important.
Hardliners in Iran this morning are calling this agreement a disaster for their nation, but a bargain for the West. The co-pilot of that German Wings passenger plane used the autopilot to slam into the French Alps and speed up the plane. He sped up several times as it went down. That from investigators who've been reviewing the flight data recorder. All 150 people on board were killed. Our Angela Charlton is in France.
This new development also strengthens their initial suspicions that the co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, intentionally destroyed the plane.
But they don't know why. They say he researched suicide methods in the week leading up to the crash. Louisville, Kentucky got 6 inches of rain overnight. Victoria Lacey had to evacuate her apartment.
Flooded. It's going underneath. It's going straight through the building. Mm-hmm. It's ugly.
Authorities have made more than 100 water rescues, though thankfully nobody's been injured that we know of. The student who hung a noose at Duke University has left campus but is still enrolled, according to the school. The university could suspend or expel that student. This is AP Radio News. The Supreme Court is being asked to leave the gay marriage issue to the states. Our Shirley Smith is in Washington.
15 states have filed a brief asking the Supreme Court to uphold gay marriage bans. Included are 8 states where same-sex couples are allowed to get married. The brief says that these decisions should be left up to the states, not the federal government. It tells justices that the court would do, quoting now, incalculable damage to our civic life if it decides same-sex couples must be allowed to marry nationwide. Shirley Smith, Washington.
The latest jobs report comes out in less than half an hour. Economists forecast a job gain of 248,000 for the month of March and predict that the unemployment rate will hold steady at 5.5%. There are some signs that the economy is weakening. Factories are facing a slowdown, and construction activity has slumped. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.